Hey there, and welcome to the podcast, the Instructional Coaching Corner podcast, that is. I am Greg Detmeyer, one half of the ICC podcast team, and you're about to listen to episode 8 of a series we're calling Goals, Living Beyond Hope. As a quick reminder, on June 6th of 2020, it finally clicked for me, and I devoted myself to living a healthier lifestyle. For 20 years, I struggled to do this, but through my journey, I have shifted my mindset, grasped what it means to set a goal, and strive to be disciplined. Through the course of this series, I'm going to be sharing these learnings, which apply to any goal, not just weight loss. Thanks for listening to Episode 8, Burn the Ships. In 1519, Hernan Cortes landed in Veracruz, which is now Mexico, to overthrow the Aztecs and take hold of the vast treasures and gold and silver if they won. Cortes landed with only 600 men. Cortes demanded, then, that the ships be burnt. Imagine this, an army up in arms on the shores of Mexico, looking at each other, thinking their leader had turned into a madman. After all, the ships were their way to leave. The idea Cortes had was simple, creative, thought-provoking, and most of all, it worked. Cortes's army had no way to retreat, no way to get back home if things didn't go their way. This army was either going to be successful or they were going down fighting. There was no turning back here. When we work towards our goals, like Cortes, we need to burn our ships. We need to make it impossible to go back to past behaviors. Or, if not impossible, very, very painful. Every 2 months through my weight loss journey, I have gone through my closet. At first, I would take the clothes that no longer fit and fold them neatly and set them on the top shelves. I did this for about 6 months and realized that I no longer had a place in the closet to store these clothes that no longer fit. In the moment, I felt the best thing to do was to get some storage containers and have things stored into the basement. Then it hit me. I was leaving myself an easy escape route if I quit on my goal. Immediately, I gathered up black trash bags and started filling them with old clothes that no longer fit. In the moment, I burnt the ships. Those 5 bags of clothes were donated to a local charity. This has been done several times since. As my closet gets more and more bare, I am realizing there is nothing to fall back on, nowhere to go but forward. Whatever your goal, whatever goal you find yourself working toward, it is crucial to eliminate those easy outs, keeping things around that allow a simple and painless transition back into past behaviors is a serious mistake. If you did the work when setting your goal, you know you do not want to be in this place any longer. So as you're working on your goal, be sure you're getting rid of those easy exit ramps. In other words, burn the ships. When we set our eyes on achieving something new, we have made a decision. The word decide has its origin as follows. D meaning off and CD meaning cut. Decide literally means cut off from. When I decided to pursue my goal, I was cutting off all past behavior and options. There's nothing left for me in living that way. When we decide to work toward bettering ourselves, we are cutting off the connections to the old. Cutting out action and things as we work toward a goal can be challenging. But even more challenging can be the fact that sometimes burning the ship means cutting out people as well. This will get a bit brash, but it's true. Let's say someone has a goal of sobriety. However, all their friends party every weekend. Depending on the situation, new relationships and friendships will have to be made. Or, thinking of the diet situation again. If I had friends that every interaction we had was around eating bar food, I may have to look at the friendships or see if there are different ways to hang out. Even worse, sometimes when we take on a life change, those around us will mock the change. In these situations, it has nothing to do with the change you are making, but other people's uncomfort with the improvements you are making. In these situations, it may be time to burn those ships. I have heard it said that we become a combination of the five people we spend the most time with. If the people we are around do not support or at least come off as neutral, we need to again burn the ships. We must surround ourselves with people who are aligned with where we want to go. And sometimes that means creating new social networks and distancing ourselves from others. This is tough stuff, but that is what making ourselves better is. We must be willing to do the hard things. As we make strides toward our goals, we will start to enjoy the fruits of that labor. However, it takes continued hard work and dedication to stay at that place. This is a critical point in working toward a goal, as we can often get comfortable. When we get comfortable, it is easy to slide back into past behaviors. Burning the ships makes this more challenging. For me, if I want to slide and gain back a bunch of weight, it will be painful both emotionally and financially, as I will need to knowingly go out and buy bigger clothes again. In my closet, there is nowhere to go back to. The ships are burnt, and the only path is forward. Set yourself up for success and eliminate paths of retreat. In other words, keep burning the ships. In closing, I want to repeat the quote from DDP, my favorite wrestler from the 90s. Never underestimate the power you give yourself by believing in you. Now go work hard, keep moving forward, and be awesome. If you have any questions or thoughts about what you heard, please reach out through our Facebook page, Instructional Coaching Corner, or head to our website, www.iccpodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you would give us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be fantastic. This helps others find the show and helps us spread the thoughts and ideas.